Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Shir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Shir, followed by the Seuda Siyam at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
We're learning Maseches Nida Daf Samach Tes. We're going to start from the Daf Samach Chesim and base towards the bottom, the Mishnah of Azova Azova. This is the sugya of Zayin Nekiyim, which is very negayitas halacha lamaisa, the front that we consider all anoshim to be like zavis, they all need Zayin Nekiyim. And this is the sugya of what to do, how to be mekayim, the din of Zayin Nekiyim. So I'm going to first go through the sugya Sagamara a little bit, and the Rishayim, the Shittas, and the Halacha L'maisa. And then I'm going to start talking a lot about the Lomdus of the Sugya. The Mishnah says, Hazav v'Hazav v'Shabbat k'latzim b'yayim Rishayim u'matzah Torah v'yayim Shvi u'matzah Torah. Hazav and Hazava, they both have to have the din of Zayin Nekiyim. They need 7 days where it's Naki L'gamri. They don't have any Tumah in those 7 days. If they check themselves on Yom Rishayim and on Yom Shvi, v'Shayim sh'minitayim le'batku, but they didn't check on the days in the middle. And the Mishnah brings three shittas. Rabbi Elazar Omer Reim Mecheskes Tara, that they're considered a kiyum of the Zayin Nekiyim. We assume the other days are also Torah, and they have a Zayin Nekiyim, they now could be Tevel. Rabbi Shua Omer Ein Lam Aliyem Rishon V'Yom Shvi Bovad. Rabbi Shua says all they have is the first day and the seventh day. In other words, they have two out of the Zayin Nekiyim. They need another 5 Nekiyim now, and then they'll become Torah. And they only have the 7th day, they only have 1, and they need another 6 days. So Kundesh Rebeleza holds you don't really need a bedika every day. As long as you have, we'll see in the Gemara how much you need, but a bedika the first day and the 7th day is enough, and is considered to be a Zayin Nekiyim with that. Rebbe Shua and Rebbe Kiva hold you need a bedika every day, but Rebbe Shua holds that if you miss a day with a bedika, it's not seisa the day that you're ready with bedik. And therefore, if you miss the middle 5 days, you already have the first day, and you have the last day, and you need another 5 days. Mashenki Rebbe Kiva holds no. If you don't have a bedika one day, it's seiser the previous days, and you have to start again. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah. So the Gemara brings the Raisa, Rebbe Elazar asks Rebbe Shua, so you're counting b'serugin. You're really supposed to count the 7 days consecutively. It says, acher l'kulon, that you need 7 days to be consecutive, and you're not counting that. So how is it going to work? So Beshua brought him, that is, let's say, a Zav Shirah Keri. If you have a Zav that needs Zayin Nekiyim, and one day he was Ra Keri, so that day doesn't count for the minion, but on the other hand, it's not a Chsarn and consecutive. Also a Nazir that needs 7 days, if he goes to Schachar Simproi, Satumah Derabanan, so it doesn't count as a day, but on the other hand, it's not Seisir. Not that Nazir needs 7 days. A Nazir needs 30 days, whatever it is. So normally when it becomes Tameh, it's Seisa Nazirus, you can't count the days that already counted the Tire. V'yom Rishayim Yiblu, but by Schachas and Brois, it interrupts the Nazirus, but it's not Seisir. So Rabbi Elazar says there it's different, because there only the Tumah of Zav is Seisir, and only a Tumah Deraisa by Nazirus is Seisir. And Keri V'Zav Le'Michlef, he says, and Deraisa and Derabanan Le'Michlef. But here he has a problem. If you're going to say that these days don't count, but they're not going to be seisur, so the Gemara says, asur lachlufi bevadai. You'll come to be machlif them bevadai. So l'chayra it's shver, and the Maram asks kasha, l'chayra, you should have asked a better kasha. Bishleima azav, that's his carry, that's the din. If there's zayiv in the middle, it's seisur everything. If there's carry in the middle, it's just seisur that day, it's not nechsar and in retzifus. Who would then? The Nazir of Schachs and Price is a Tumah Derabbanan, and the Rabbanan will gaze you in that oifen that you can't count the days that he's tamei with a tumah derabanan of sachas and brais, but it's not seiser the original days. That's the din of that tumah. Now she'en kein here, when you don't have a bedikah miman of shach, if you're afraid that there was dam, so then it should be seiser. That's the din. Dam is seiser. And if you're not afraid that there was dam, so why can't it be Ayla? And even Rabbi Eliezer didn't ask it that way. Rabbi Eliezer just said, it's Asu L'chlufi B'vadei. What's the Asu L'chlufi B'vadei? What's his Pshara, Manavshech? If there was Dam, then it's Eiser. And if there was no Dam, then it's Ayla. What's his thing that it's Ein Eiser, Ein Ayla? By Keri, that's Guvan Alacha, Midar Eiser. Keri is Ein Eiser, Ein Ayla. By Tumah D'Rabbanan, that's Xeris Chachamim. That's the din of the Tumah, that it's Eiser, Ein Ayla. Now, she ain't came here, if you're Chayshish V'dam, so avada the dam is seiser, and if you're not chayshish with dam, why shouldn't it be ayla? As I fake the maram, and he says, v'daychik, he says that the Rishu is only a chumrah derabanan, not to count those days, and the blaz is bothered that the rabbanan wouldn't make such a chumrah because also the chlufi bevaday. The Eliyahu Rabba, the pirush from the Gra on Mishnayis also says that Rishu is derabanan. But we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to discuss that Achreinim would say no, Rishu really could be deraisa. And we'll have a teretz from the Rambam's Kasha, why they could be, the days without Bedika are not Seisa, but they're not Ayla, and even Rabbi Eliezer only asked on him because also the Chlufei Bevadai. We'll discuss that in the Hemshech of this year. Then the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Yisir Rabbi Shimon, Amri, Nirin Divir Rabbi Eliezer, Midivir Rabbi Yeshua, that really Rabbi Eliezer sounds more right than Rabbi Yeshua. Like we said, because Rabbi Eliezer is at least consistent. Because he says you could count them. Rabbi Shua that says that you can't count them, so it sounds like there is a chash that there was a Riya, and still Rabbi Shua says that they're not Seisr, so that sounds like there's no chash as a Riya. So Rabbi Eliezer sounds more logical than Rabbi Yeshua. V'divir Rabbi Kiva mi divir kulon. Then Rabbi Kiva is the most logical, because if you don't have a Bedika, so then there should be a chash of a Riya. And if there's a chash of a Riya, so you shouldn't, it should be Seisr the first day. Avalokha Rabbi Eliezer. But it says, halach is k'Rabbi Eliezer, that's what it says at the psak is. And that's not how we basket. Like Rabbi Eliezer, that if you baidik the first day and the seventh day, it's good. And then the Gemara brings the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Chanino. That Rav says, t'chilos and af v'yishayin seifon. And then the Gemara brings another name of Rav, which after a bit of shakla v'tario, the Gemara was saying that Rav holds also seifon af v'yishayin t'chilosan. So Rav holds you need one bedika. Either a bedik in the beginning is good enough, a bedik in the end is good enough. And Rav Chanina holds no, you need bedavka, bedika, both in the beginning and at the end. So Be'ez Hashem, we're going to try to explain in the Hemshech of the Shia, what exactly is the Machlokes Rav and Rav Chanina. The Taisus Harash mentions that Rav Chanina is only a Chumrah Derabanan. It's a Chumrah Derabanan. Be'etzem he'd be maskim that one bedik is good enough. But it's a chumrah derabanan to have two bedikas, one at the beginning and one at the end. Thus stating the Taisa Rosh, but like the Beis can point out, the Beis Yosef, there's a discussion who we paskin like. Like we said, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, but all you need is, you don't need a bedika every day. And as far as the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Chanina, there's a machlokes Yishayinim who we paskin like. Rav Yishayinim, among them the big Amudei Haram, all paskin like Rav. The Rambam in Yisuri Biya Perek Vav Alach Chafalaf and Chaf Beis, and the Raivin and Bala Nefesh, and the Rosh, Hirai Fenard, and the Rajman Tair Zabayis, they all passing like Rav Lekula. Now there's a Shtekel Shaila in the Rishayim, according to Rav, if you need Dafka Tchila or Saif, or even Emtz is good enough. The Raivin was Mesupik about it, he brings a Raya, the Rishayim Amatcha is Raya. But the Rajman and the Rosh say that they don't even see the Makam for the Suffolk though. Why should it be different between the end and the middle? If the beginning is good, and you could say that since there was a Bedik in the beginning, that works for all 7 days, and the end is good, because the Bedik in the end, that works backwards for all 7 days, so why shouldn't the Bedik in the middle work? What would be the Svara L'chalik? As I tie it, the Rosh and the Rajba. But the Rajba says that he's Chayshish L'chumra, and that's what the Baal Amor holds in his Hasagis on the Ravid, and also the Ra'ah in Bedek Abayis. But the Ravid and the Rosh Neman, that the middle is also good enough. And that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, according to Rav, and that's what the Rajba holds Al-Kapan and Mikra Adin, like the Rosh and the Ravid. But that's all the Fidah Shittas, the Rambam and the Ravid, and the Rosh, and the Rajbam, and other Rishayim that all pass in like Rav. But there are Rishayim that are at least Cheshish for Reb Chanina, like the Smag, and the Smack, and the Sefer HaTruma, and the Ogur, and the Gais Maimonides brings up a shame, the Ramban. The Ramban in Hilchos Nida is not 100% clear. In some places, Taka Mashma, like Reb Chanina, other places not. And he brings also Rabbeinu Simcha. So Kama Rishayim Paskin like Reb Chanina, and the Beis Yosef, uncharacteristically, is Cheshish for it. And that's why he says in the Shulchan Aruch, he brings the first day of Stam, because that's the day of the Ikar Rishayim. Befrat, the Beis Yosef usually goes with this three Amudei Arah, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. If two of them are Maskim, that's the Halacha. Here, the Rambam and the Rosh are both Maskim. The Rif leaves it out. So, you have the Amudei Arah, and Koshkin, you have the Ravid and the Rashbam that are also on their side. But the Beis Yosef says, Aloshin, he doesn't want to be Mekel with an Issachares. Can't be Mekel with an Issachares. Since a Kamri Shainim, the whole like of Chanina, like we said, the Smack, the Sefer Truma, the Augur, Rabbeinu Simcha, possibly the Ramban, the Gais Maimini, since a Kamri Shainim, a past like of Chanina, at least Cheshish Reb Chanina, he doesn't want to be Mekel by an Issachares. So you see from the Beis Yosef, he didn't hold like the Taisi Rashi Reb Chanina is only a Chumra the Rabbanan. Otherwise, he would have passed him like Rav, like the Das of Rav Yishenim, the Ikki Yishenim. He held that it was a Shiloh of Echshash Issacharis. So, Alach HaLamaisa, we don't allow Isha to go to the mikveh without a bedika of Yom Rishon Vishvi, like Rav Chanina. Now, the Biskut Shuvah brings down the Chsam Sefer, that but the Evid, if she already went to the mikveh and she was already lonse etzel bailam, so we don't really, it's a zan shasat chak, we don't really want to tell her to go back or cause it saw slaz. So he says, if she was baidik on yom aleph or zayin, we could allow but the Evid to be saimich on all the rishayim that paskin like Rav. But he says if she was only baidik one time in the middle, not aleph or zayin, so then it's chazal tzirufei, the Rishayim that say that you need Dafka Aleph for Zayin, the Balamar, and the Ra'ah, and the Rashi also says Yeshlach Yishlachmir, it's Chazal Tzirufei, which is Rishayim that hold that you need both Aleph and Zayin, the whole Nagrab Chanina, and to be Machmir, to be Tevil again, even if she was Lan Tzeitzel Balam. That's a Psaq at Aksam Sefer. So again, we have in the Mishnah three Shittas. We have the Shitta of Rabbi Eliezer, that you don't have to be Baidik every day. And the Shitta of Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva, that you do have to be Baidik every day. And Rabbi Kiva holds, if you're not Baidik every day, it's Seiser even the days that you were already Baidik, if you miss one day of Bidika. And Rabbi Shua says it's not Seiser, but it's just not Oila. And in Rabbi Eliezer, who we paskin like, we have Rabbi Chanina that says you have to be Baidik the first day and the last day Dafka. But Rav holds, no, you don't have to be Baidik the first day and the last day Dafka. And so Machalik's Yishenim, if you need either the first day or the last day, like the Gemara's Lashon Tchilasan Avishen Seifan, Seifan Avishen Tchilasan, the MTSim won't work. Or no, Kalshken MTSim would work. Kalshken from Seifan. And it's a Machalik's how we paskin, Rav Yishenim paskin like Rav, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like Hamar Yishenim, even MTSim works. But the Shulchan Aruch brings down the day of the Yesh Eimrim, the Kamar Yishenim paskin like Rav Chanina, and Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Lahakal. And the Chachila will not make it, but the Evid, the Chsam Seif holds will only make it if you have, at least also, if you have just Chilasan or Seifim, but just Ensiusan, that will not make it even with the Evid. Also want to mention that the Rishayim say, and this is a Psaq of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Chachila, she has to be Baidik every day. The Ramban says it in Halachas Ramban, the Rashba says it in the Teres of Ayis, the Rosh says it, the Gais Maimini says it, B'Shem Tesis, that lechachila she has to be baidik every day. Because the Mishnah just says Shabbatku. If they were baidik, Rishon and Shiv is Shar Yom Lebatku. The Mishnah's Mashu are talking about a b'dievedik a case. So it's a b'dieved. So lechachila she has to be baidik every day. Now the Rishayim don't say clearly how much she has to be baidik every day. The Beis Yosef says Pashas, it means she has to be baidik one time every day. But the Smag, and the Smak, and the Sefer Chuma, and the Mordechai, Rishayim the Rekeach, they all say that she has to be baidik twice a day. Pamayim b'chol yayim. She's baidik twice a day. Once in the morning, once in the evening. And that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the shtickel shayla. Where'd they get this from? I mean, it's bats and mechlal shayla. We're going to discuss. Where do Yishayin and mechlal get to be baidik every day? What's tak of shad? I mean, they say, because the Mishnah says, Elashim b'di evid. But what's the vart? They have to be baidik rechila every day. And what's the right of twice a day? The Beis Yosef in the back, they bring interesante zach. The Mishnah says early in the first parak that a isha to sukkah b'tairis has to be baited twice a day. But the chayinim are bothered there, b'kilega in Chuvas and Simon Samach, the chayinim mamish has no sheiches. The isha sukkah b'tairis is baited twice a day in order to ensure that the tairis are tar. And chazawa, b'vivalt is a din that she's tamei l'mefreya. So the pshat is, at the end of the day, she's baidik, to make sure all the tires are touched that day, in case it comes out tummy, so she'll know that all those tires were tummy. And more importantly, in case she becomes tummy later, she'll know that at least all those tires were tires, mpkida lpkida. The same thing in the morning, for the tires she touches by night. As I state in the Mishnah, what does it have to do with Zayin Nikim? L'chayr tzatakana mitzad, keeping everything tar. And knowing what's tar and what's tummy. Chayr is a bissel shver. Maybe we'll have that bissel yishuv in the hemshach of the shir. But that's what comes out. Talacha l'maisa. Talacha chila shishu baidik every day the rishenim say. And kam rishenim say twice a day. And that's a psakit of shulchan aruch. And b'di'evid, there is a shittis rishenim. Kam rishenim. It sounds like the rave rishenim. That we pass in like Rav. That one b'dik is good enough. And Kam Rishayim hold any time during the Zayin Akim, even Ben Tziyusan, or there's some Rishayim hold Dafka Tchila or Dafka Seif. But there are Rishayim and Parashat Mechinim that you need both Tchila and Seif. And with Machma that way, Al Kapanam Lecha Tchila, we don't allow it to be Taiva without a Bedika Yem Rishayim Yem Shvi. That's the Sugya Lahalacha. But now, to understand the Bissel, the Lomdus of the Sugya, we're going to ask a few Shailas. First Shaila is, why Bechal do you need a Bedika? Why is there a din bedika by Zayin Nikiyim Bechlal? We know, normally we say, Kol Anashim Mecheskes Taret. Normally we're not Cheshesh V'riyah. Now we understand, we had the sugya, the previous year, the sugya of Hefzik Taret, that if Aisha has a Riyah, so we can't assume it stopped until the bedika. There was such a thing, even that, some Rishayim held it was the Rabbanan. But as you're talking to say, it's there, Aisha. But here we know it stopped. We made Hefzik Taret. So why is a bedika necessary? Why is any bedika necessary? Mechatesa she had a riyah. And the chayv is a deichik to say that that's the mitzias that by Zayin Nikiyim she doesn't have a cheskes tara, she doesn't have a cheskes ein riyah. See, that much you see klar l'mashal, but without the Zayin Nikiyim she wouldn't need any bedikas, even though she wasn't tevil, Aisha that's had a riyah. And she's only keeping the before chumash b'zeira, when she's not keeping the dinei zavah, she knows she's just a nida. And she does a bedika, like the Mishnah said earlier, the second day of the nidus, and she doesn't see any dam, even though she's not tar, she's not going to be tar for 7 days, but we don't assume she had dam, that's the halacha. So you don't need a cheskes tar, even if she's tmeya, she has a chazaka that she's not raya dam. Elam, are you going to say Zayin Nikiyim is different? First of all, me'echetesa, sounds very shver to say that. And second of all, if that's true, so what does it help a bedika? Why me buy a bedika at the end of the 7 days? But even a bedika the first day, but maybe she had a riyah before the bedika. What's this din bedika b'chlal? She should have a chazaka that she doesn't have a riyah. Mechatesa she had a riyah, and if you're going to say she doesn't have such a chazaka, so what does bedika help? That's the first shaila. And what's this din that the Rishayim are saying that to be chatchila to be bedik every day? Why? Why should she be baidik? Mechatesa she has a riyah. And what's this din of being baidik twice? Like we spoke, l'chayr the makar from the isha that has to be baidik, that's a sekis b'tairis, that's baidik twice, l'chayr is a pedal, like Rabbi Kivega asks. And what's the svaris of machlokes? What are all the chilukim that we have in the sugya? What's the pshat? Rabbi Kiva holds, I think Amar says that seems to be the most logical and consistent, that if you're going to say you need a bedika, so if you don't have a bedika, you have to be cheshish for a riyah. So Mela, she had, even the days that she was bedik doesn't count. If she had a riyah in between, she says everything. So what's the machlokes? Why is Rabbi Shua not hold the weight? And Bezunda, what's takip shana Rabbi Shua like we asked? How could it be that you count just 1 and 7 and not count the days in between? In Manushach, if she taka had a riyah in between, so you can't count day 1 either. And if she didn't, so why can't you count all the days? And even the Gemara that asked the Kasha only asked because Hasavik Shemimichlef Vavadei, Vaisis Gemara understood this verb. What's the pshat? There is a Sijei Taira in Siman Kuf Tzadik Dalet that says an interesting pshat. Besides, we mentioned the Maram and others, we mentioned the Gayin that says the Holy Rishu is the Rabbanan, so it's not so shver. And there is a Sijei Taira, he says, he's saying it in the Das HaRavid, that Dam V'loi Hargosha, Dam V'loi Hargosha Midaraisa is not Matame, Midaraisa you need Hargosha. But Dam V'loi Hargosha during the Zayin Kiyam, he wants to say, it's not Seisir because it's not Matame, but it's not Oila. You can't count this day as a Yom Noki because there was that. Similar to Zav Shira Keri. And we also have the Din of Pulat the Sheikh Mazera. And it's not Seisir, but it's not Oila. So Dam V'loi Hargosha is not Seisir, but it's not Oila. So I would say it's very good to be sure. You're Chayshish V'dam, but you're not Chayshish V'dam Bargosha, because you would have been Margish. You're Chayshish V'dam B'loi Hargosha. And Dam V'loi Hargosha is not Seisir, but it's not Oila. Not Matamayir, so it's not Seisir the day she counted already, but that particular day is not Oila. So that would shdim. But Lameisa, Halacha Lameisa, he himself is Meir, all the Paiskim them on that you have the coolest of Ksamim even during Zayin Nikiyim. You have the different coolest of Ksamim that a Kesem on a Beged Tzavua, a Kesem on a Dover Shein and a Kabbal Tumah is not Tame. If you have a Tliya, if you have another place where the blood could have came, a Kesem is not Tame. If you're going to say me Deraisa, during Zayin Nikiyim, the Dambalai Argosha, even if it's not Seisir, it's not Ola, so you'd have to be Cheshish for that, Legadli a Kesem on a Beged Tzavua, and a davar shein mekabel tumah, you'd have to be chayish for that. Let's say you don't know if the dam came migufa or came from somewhere else, and you have a tliya, you have to be chayish. It should be a suffik deraisa lechumra. So lechayir the teres is not oil la halacha. Lechayir la halacha, we would nem under the dam b'loy hargasha, even during zayin nikiyim, wouldn't stay to zayin nikiyim. So al gabanim it's shver. What's takip shanim Rabbi Shua? What's the svar of machlekes? And Bechlal, what's the story of some Achleikas Rav and Rabbi Chanina? Whether you need Chilasan, Afri Shein Seifan, or so you need both Chilasan and Seifan. So there's the Yisayid which Kama Achreinim say, it's spoken out very nice geschmack by the Chsam Seifa here, this is your tyrant, Simon Kupzalik Vav, Redzerum, this is Chazinish talks about it, and Kama others. And the Yisayid is, like the Chsam Seifa Redzais, the Torah didn't have to say v'safra lo. But by Zayin Nikiyim it says, v'chiyitur azav mizayva, v'safra lo shivas yam v'achetitur. So why does it say that she should count? Let it say, v'chiyitur mizayva, achashivas yam v'titur. She should be tummy, Torah, after 7 days. We say, tzuchiyah, want to know if it's 7 days. You'd have to count them. What's this thing about counting? Torah says, the Torah requires a sphira. The Torah requires accounting. And what does it mean, accounting? Accounting means that you have to bepoil the magzik b'tara. It's not good enough to know or to assume or mehecha teisha have to be cheshish that she's not tar. No, the din svira says that she has to be magzik herself b'tara. She has to proactively make a determination, a klarkeit, that she's tar. That's what svira means. See, the emphasis is in Chinchan. There's a Shlach Kaddish that the Achrayim bring down. It's brought in the Pesukei Tshuva. It's in Mekut Sa'avav Sifkat Ndalad. He brings it from Daf Kuf Aleph. I see it's in the Shara Oisius Ois Kuf, Hilchus Biyam, Sur Merah, that he says that every day of the Yom Nikiyam, she has to say B'peh, Hayayim Yayim Rishon L'Svira, Hayayim Yayim Sheni L'Svira. She has to count, because it says V'Safra Lah in the Torah. And there's a raya from a Taisus. Taisus and Ksuvus Tafayim Beis, that's the Kasha. Just like by Svir Saimu, we make a bracha. So why don't by Azava, why doesn't she make a bracha that on the Svir Zayinikim? So Taisus says, because since if she'd have a Riyah, she'd be Saisir, everything with my Freya, the Vela, she doesn't make a bracha. So some want to learn that it means that there's a Chashash, a bracha levatala. That's when she would make a bracha. But the problem is, how do you know that it'll end up being a sphere? Maybe she'll be seisit. I'm afraid it'll be bracha l'matala. That's why she can't make a bracha. So it sounds like only she can't make a bracha because of that. But the mitzvah sphere is a mitzvah. Which bats him mechayev a bracha, just she can't because of the suffix, it might be a bracha l'matala. But l'maisa, you don't pass him like this law. No one does it. Not more than anyone else to, anywhere else to do it. They bring this a chuvus maram. that the Piskei Tshuva there brings for Spragsim and Reish Tzadik Beis, it says that there's no such thing as a sphere, it brings a Ritvaz. And it brings an Eid to Behuda, it's in Tanyana, Simon Kuf Chav Gimel, that he says, you know what Pshan and Taisus is? Pshan and Taisus is, as I have a question about Sphere Sa'imer, or Sphere's Bezdin, for Shemitim V'Yevois, you have a question, why did Taisus have a Sefarta? Sefarta L'chaim Machras and Shabbos, Miyam V'Yechem Sa'imer, you have to count. Why do you have to count? Why does he have to count? For Elamite to know when Shavuos is. So let it say, Shiv V'Shavuos, Mimachras and Shabbos, Asis L'chang. She make the Chag of Shavuos 7 weeks after the Emor. Why do you have to count? Elam, I have to know when it is. So for Shetzach, if you want to know when it is, you're going to have to count. What is the Torah saying to count? So it must mean there's a mitzvah saying the rice of the count. There's a mitzvah to count. And that's how we know the mitzvah of Sphere Seimer. Alder Zeh, the mitzvah of Shemitah and Yevus, the mitzvah of Bezdin to count. It's a mitzvah, so you could say that they have to count the pair. Now, Shenki by Sphere Zayinaki, and this is what Taisus means. Since Shematir of Tistar, the Pshat is, that's what the Torah means to count. The Torah doesn't mean to count the pair. The Torah means to make sure that she's Tar. It doesn't happen by itself. She might have a Ria, and it'll be Seisir. So Kumta, she has to go and proactively see that she's not making a Ria. That's the Pshat in Taisus. Taisus kashes, why did she make a Brach? In other words, the Chayra should be Stam a Mitzvah to count. And I was, it would have to be a Bracha. So Taisus, no, that's not what Sefarta means. Since by Sphere Sa'imah that has to mean that way, because it's going to happen by itself, so why do I have to count? Elamai, it's a mitzvah to count. But Sphere Sa'imah is not going to happen by itself, she might have a Riyah. So counting means to make sure she doesn't have a Riyah. That's Tainet that I'd read the Pshat in Taisus. Al-Kabanim, that's the halacha. That Sphere is a din that you have to proactively go and make a Sphere. So this is the Aleph Beis, this is how you understand the sugya. So Rabbi Kiva held like this. Rabbi Kiva held that since you have to go and make a sphere, it doesn't happen by itself. You have to go and proactively be machzik b'tara. So if you didn't do it, so it's not a sphere zayin nekim. And sphere zayin nekim has to be consecutive. And the mele, if you didn't do it, so we're having on, as far as zayin nekim is concerned, that there was dam there. So mele, enechanami, it would even be say so what you counted already. But Rabbi Shua holds no. Enechanami, it's not called the sphere. But Lamaisa, we're going to name on there was no dam. That's a chazaka. Mechateisa, there should be dam. We don't say that there was dam. The problem with Adam Bedika is that you don't have a smear. Okay, so just like Azov that you are carry, Lamaisa, you can't count that day. That day is not called the Yayim Naki because it's not Naki Lagami this carry. So that day doesn't have a smear. But it's not Saisa the smear. The fact that you need consecutive is just it shouldn't be Tumma Bein the time. But if all there is a lack of sphere in the time, it shouldn't be worse than a Zav Shua Keri, and also it's that it's Chachas in price. So that's what the Gemara is saying. There's no Be'etzim Shveka in Rabbi Yeshua, the Miman of Shach. If there was Dam, then it should be Seisir and Gansin. And if there was no Dam, why can't you count it? There was no Dam. But Lamaisi, you need sphere. And Rabbi Yeshua, like Rabbi Kiva says, you really need sphere every day. Rabbi Kiva says if you don't have spheres, it's a concern of being consecutive. Rabbi Shua says no. Just because you don't have spheres doesn't make a concern of being consecutive. It means that day you didn't have spheres. Consecutive is only when you see too many times, not when you just don't have spheres. So Rabbi Lezer just answered him that it's a michlif. Chazal would never allow that to happen. Chazal would never allow it to happen that we're not counting the day, but still we're not saying it's seiser, because people will think that even if there's a real it'll be seiser. Savdik bevad de michlif. But really, otherwise, it's not Shver and Rabbi Yeshua. So that's the Machlokes. The Machlokes, what's called Sphere? Kiva says you need Sphere every day, and any day you don't have Sphere, that will knock off the whole Zayin Nekiyin. Because the Sphere has to be consecutive. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Enechinami, you need Sphere every day. But a day that you're missing Sphere is not the Pshat that was Kili Adam that day. It's just Stam, you happen not to have Sphere. So that's okay. You can count the days that did have Sphere, even though they're not consecutive, because there was no Tumah Bein the time. But Rabbi Elazar holds, you don't need Sphere every day. You just need Sphere in the Zayin Nekiyin. So they have a Machlokes, Rav and Rav Chanina, how much do you need? Rav holds, according to most Rishonim, Rav holds, you need one Bedika. One Bedika during the Zayin Nekiyin, you were Mavzik, that was a Kiyin of the Din Sphere in the Zayin Nekiyin. So that's him, you have a Sphere. So Rishonim are saying an interesting thing, that even according to Rav, but there's a din lechatchila, it's better to have a pile of sphere. Lamaisa yetsa without it. one sphere is good. But they're saying there is a din lechatchila. It's a grasser akim of sphere zayin akim. The more taka if you have every single day a bedika. And I think that's the pshat of two bedikas a day. The two bedikas is the pshat because they sing from the thing about the Isakis Bataris that when Chazal taka were concerned about Ariya, they weren't matzuch more than two bedikas. Two bedikas they were matzuch, but not more. What if they had more? What if they had Ariya? No, two bedikas is enough. Two bedikas is considered that you have the whole day covered. You find the dugmal is there. You find the mashal the bedika by Yemeveses. Where there is a chavizdas that says that she needs a meich dachuk inside the entire Yemeveses. You don't bask in that way. No one does that. The minig is to do a bedika like by Zayinikim. You do two bedikas. The chayyid of pshan is because two bedikas is called, that is the bedika of the whole day. That means that the whole day is suffer. So you do the chathchila bedika that day, you want to count the sphere Zayinikim. But Chachil, you need all 7 days to be Safa Lagamri. Two Bedikas is called Safa Lagamri. As I fashdeich. And man, it's also good while we're bringing in the Isakis Bataris, even though the Bedika is to make sure that the Taris are tar, but there weren't Matzuch more Bedikas. Right? Stays with two Bedikas that you got the whole day covered. So then when we know Din Lachachil to be Medik more than that. Now there's a Chsam Sefer in Simon Kufay and Ches, where he wants to explain a little bit what's the pshat in the Rishonim that say that in Rav you need dafka tchila or seif. L'chaya, mimanoshech, if a bedika betchila works, because you say the bedika the first day is a sphere for the whole 7 days, and also bedika the seventh day is a sphere for all the days that came before it. So Mela, what's wrong if you do it in the middle? Mela, it's a bedika for everything before, because that's like the bedika the seventh day. It's a bedika for everything after, that's like a bedika the first day. So he says that since you need a sphere, it has to be muchach that the sphere is a sphere for Zayinikim. You do it the first day when you start, or the seventh day when you end, that's a chacha that's for the Zayinikim. You do it in the middle, there's no a chacha that's for the Zayinikim, that's a chsarin in sphere. Al-Gabarim, that's the aside. All these dinim and pratim in Bedika is what's called the sphere of Zayinikim. And that's the Chayyab Shan Reb Chanina. I saw this in the Mishnah Achreina on the Mishnayis and in the Sidrei Taira in Simon Kuf Tzadik Vav Sifkat Yud Ches, that even though Be'etzim you have a Chazaka, Reb Chanina is saying that we see in the Mishnah you need Chilas and Visayif, and that's who he's learning. Vaisis, the Sphir Zayinikim means it's you start with the Bedika, you end with the Bedika, that's cool that you were safe for the whole Zayinikim somehow. But if it didn't start with the Bedika or it didn't end with the Bedika, there's a chsar in the sphere. It's not called you a sefer zayinikim. Reb Shun Mekiva hold that every day needs a bedika. A day without a bedika is not called that day will suffer. And it's a shayla if that's ma'akev and having consecutive. What a pshat is, no, it's okay. You can have, it doesn't have to be consecutive. Just that day is eina oila veina mafsik. Reb Lezo is, no. You need a sphere of the zayinikim together. Not that each day needs a sphere. But Reb Chanina looks at the sphere and says, the sphere means you start with the bedika, end with the bedika, that makes a sphere of the Zayinikim. Rav says, no, one bedika shows a sphere. Hakana Makom Mahar, the chiddush of the Miltzdaka. The Miltzdaka was a friedik of Isaac, in his Tshuva Simon Samach Gimel. He says a big chiddush in Zayinikim. He brings down the case. He had an isha that started her Zayinikim, and had a kesem during the Zayinikim, so now she had to start again. So she started again the same day. The next morning, her neighbors told her that you can't start the Zayinikim again. You can't make a hefsek tire the same day. You have to wait 5 days. You have to wait 5 days before you start Zayinikim. So she said, okay. So she decided she'll wait 5 days. So she put back on the clothing that had Ksamim on it. A few days later, she found out, no, you only have to wait 5 days when that's the beginning of your nidus. You were tar. And then she was tar. And then she had a nida, so then she has to wait 5 days before she could start Zayinikim. There's a chashe polet to shich mazerem, a minute to wait 5 days. Now, Shagan, if she was already started the nidus, and then she started the Zayinikim, but she was tummy at the time of the Riyah, the Zayinikim got interrupted by another Riyah, but she was tummy at that time, so she doesn't have to wait another 5 days. She could start the next day the Zayinikim. So the question was, so could she count the days that she had already thought didn't count? And Al-Derek said the same type of shayla for Isha during the Zayinikim finds that. and says, okay, now I'm tummy, I'm going to have to start over again. And then afterwards she finds out that no, it wasn't really done. The Rav Paskin, there was mutter, whatever the case is, it was a plia. And now she could count the days for Zayin Nikim. So the Shaila is, but in her mind, she wasn't counting Zayin Nikim, she was Masih Das, is that considered counting Zayin Nikim? So the Milstaka Paskin said, any time you decide you're not counting Zayin Nikim, it can't be counted for Zayin Nikim. And he brings a Raya from our Sugya, which is Akopanim, a Raya from the Rishenim. Because the Rishenim say, the Rosh, the Rajba, Azayzka Paskin, the Turin, the Shulchan Aruch, that according to Rav, let's say you want to Paskin like Rav Tchlos, and not Rishen Seifan. So any time you do a Bedika during the Zayin Nikim, it's good enough. What if you don't do a Bedika for the entire Zayin Nikim, and you do a Bedika after the Zayin Nikim, on the eighth day? So the Rishenim say, there's a Paskin that way in Shulchan Aruch, that it doesn't count. You didn't have any bedikas during the Zayin Nikim. All you have is that day, and you need six more days. Now, if you're going to say that you don't need kavana for a Zayin Nikim, so what's the pshat? Why can't the bedika on the eighth day be like a bedika on the seventh day? What makes it the bedika on the eighth day? If kavana doesn't go right in the cheshbon, you don't need kavana for Zayin Nikim. So why wouldn't the bedika on the eighth day be like a bedika on the seventh day? But he says, Vaisdais, the Seder Davar is, Sphira means that you know you're counting the Zayin Nikim. That's what Sphira means. Sphira means when you have Kavana. Vesarfala, like we're saying, Vesarfala means she has to count it. She has to Machzik Batara. Part of what Sphira means is that she has to be aware she's counting the Zayin Nikim. So Mel, if she decided to count these 7 days, and she didn't do a Bedika in these 7 days, so these 7 days can count, even though she wanted to count them, because she never did a Bedika. This is what I'm learning up in the Miltstock. It is two to know. You have to be mechavin to count them, and you need a bedika. So you mechavin to count these 7 days, but you didn't do a bedika in these 7 days. So these 7 days are the days you're going to count, but you never did a bedika. So these 7 days don't count. You did a bedika on the eighth day. So why can't you say that the eighth day should be mitzarif with the previous 6 days and make a Zayin Nikim that way? The Teretz is, because they had no kavana to count a counting which included the eighth day. So Mel, the feel what my kavana is, the bedika has to be within my Zayin Nikim. And Lamaisa, the Zayin Nikim that I decided to count, didn't have a bedika. So Mel, I don't have Zayin Nikim, I have to start over. But if you're going to say that Bichlal, you don't need kavana for Zayin Nikim, so then Lechair is a pella, why shouldn't the eighth day work? Let the eighth day be the seventh day. What's the vart that is called the eighth day? Just because it happens to be 8 days after the Hefsek Tara, that doesn't make any sense. As I tie into Miltstock and Lechair, it's mamish muchrich, that if there's no din that you need kavana for Zayin Nikim, then Lechair, there shouldn't be this halacha that the bedika has to be within the 7 days, and if the bedika is the eighth day, it doesn't work. Why can't the eighth day be the seventh day? No, what bothered me is like this. L'maisa gered, It's mekubal in the Paiskim. We're machmah for Rabbi Chanina. So mainly you need a bedika aleph and zayin. So the shaila is, what about if you have a case, you have an isha that's doing the zayin nikim, and let's say she lost the bedika of the yom aleph. She never got a chance to look at the bedika cloth that she did for yom aleph. She doesn't have the bedika of yom aleph, but she has all the other days. So lemaisa, she can't go to the mikvah because she doesn't have aleph. You need aleph and zayin. So what do they do? You say, you wait another day, right? When she has a bedika on Yom Ches, so then you'll have the bedika of days and Ches, that would be Aleph and Zayin. She doesn't have to wait now another 7 days and count Yom Ches as day one and have another 6 days besides Yom Ches. No, Yom Ches could be day seven. So Mashaila is why? As Evi de Paiskim say, and as I stay in Shulchan Aruch, it comes from the Rosh and the Rashba, that according to Rav that you need one bedika, if that bedika came on day eight, it doesn't work at all, and you need another 6 days. And the Chayyid is Svara is, that's the Miltstock is Raya that you have to be Mechavan for Zayin Nikim. And you were Mechavan for these 7 days, and these 7 days didn't have a Svira, and the male of the Svira only came after the 7 days, so Mele, these 7 days are not counted b'chlalas for Zayin Nikim. So Mele, you're starting the Zayin Nikim new, you have to count another 7 days. So why do you say the same thing, Rabbi Chanina? I mean, the Gemara is mavur, according to Rav Chanina al Kapanim, that if you just have one and eight, so then all you have is eight. And you meshlemis on the eight. That's according to Rav Chanina, even though you have one, but you need seven or so, you're missing seven, you just have one and eight, it doesn't count klal uchlal. But, like I'm saying, the Paiskim seem to them on, that if you have a bedika on day two, so let day two be day one, let day two be the tchilas and the eight be the seifan. But what's the chiluk? Why, according to Rav, you don't say the eight could be seifan of a different Zion Nikim? It's a bissel shver. No, it could be like this. It could be since Lamaisa, you're counting these days, you had kavana to count these days as Zion Nikim, and there was a bedika these days. But you didn't have a bedika tchilasan. But you wanted these days to be Zion Nikim. So this bedika could count as a sphere for the Zion Nikim, even though you wanted the sphere to be that it should be the second day. And Lamaisa can't be the second day because you need a bedika on the first day. So good. So we can make this sphere to be a sphere of the first day. Because you have commanded to be safer these days. This day you had commanded to be safer. And you did a bedika this day. So it's chalach alay sphere on this day, not the sphere you wanted, but a different sphere. So once you take have a sphere on this day, so it could be counted, even though you think that it's the second day of Zayin Nikim, but in reality it's the first day of Zayin Nikim. Al Kapanim, this day is called the sphere. Mashegin, if you have no bedika at all, so kumtes, there is no sphere in these 7 days. Because sphere needs two things, it needs kavana and bedika. And you have no bedika altogether, so kumtes, you can't consider these 7 days to be suffer klal uchlal. Different than if you have a bedika, so Lamaisa could be called a sphere. Even though it's not a sphere for these 7 days, but Lamaisa, it's chal on this day, chaloi shem sphere, so it could be mitzayah for to the 8th day. The Nadi Biuda, Tanyana Simen Kufchav Ches, he says a big chiddush. He says, if you're shining that paskin like Rabbi Chanina, that you need chilasim v'seifan, they say in Nusach, the Beis Yosef brings it down from the smag, the smack, they say in Nusach that there can't be more than 5 days between the two Vedikas. Because the Gemara says that the first day and the 8th day, that doesn't work like Rabbi Chanina. Why don't you say you have a Tchil and a Seif? You have the first day and you have the 8th day. Good. So you could have the Zayin Akim in 8 days. So the notion is because there's more than 5 days between the Vedikas. Now I'm not 100% sure what the Vart is the 5 days. The feel the way I'm learning, you could say like this. You could say that the bedika of the first day could only be a sphere for the next 7 days. It can't be a sphere for afterwards because it's supposed to be Shiva Nikim. And since you don't have Seifan for those 7 days, so those 7 days don't count. And to use that bedika to be a sphere together with eight, you can't because it's only a sphere for the 7 days. There's only 7 days of the sphere. So Mele Kum Tais, you don't have a sphere b'chlal in these 7 days, and the Mele you have to start again. But the Lashon of Rishayim is you need 5 days between the sphere. Could be you can have it to what I'm saying. But Al-Kapanim, the Yudas Chiddush is that let's say I have an Isha, she was Baidik day one, she was Baidik day three, and she forgot to be Baidik day seven, and now it's day eight. So upsheet these nemingon, you could be Baidik day 9, because 3 and 9 is like 1 and 7. But he says, the chiddush, you could even be Baidik day 8. 1, 3 and 8 is also good. Because you have tchila, you have the 1. You have seif, you have the 8. And you also don't have 5 days between the bedikas. So even though 1 batsim can't be mitzayif with 8, that's mavur. But that's because it's more than 5 days. And 3 and 8 alone is also not good. Because if 3 is day 1, then 8 is only day 6, so you need 1 on 9. And 3 can't be day 2, because then you don't have a bedika on day 1. But if you have 1, 3 and 8, so then it's good, because you have tchilasan, and you have seifan, and you don't have 5 days between the bedikas. He doesn't explain klar, what's the vart, the 5 days between the bedikas? The chayah is no xeris akas of a 5 days. The chayah, the yisayin adavar is, that Zayin Nikim needs 7 days, needs a specific 7 days, and you need the tchil and the seif for those 7 days. But that's what the Neid Vida says, that's the Lashon of Rishayin in 5 days, with Sarachim Vizeh. But Al-Kopanim, the Milt Stok is Raya. From Al-Kopanim, the Rishayin, they're passing like Rav, that say you need at least one bedik in the Zayin Nekiyim, and they say that if you wait till the eighth day, you don't have anything, and you have to start over, and you only have the eighth day, and you need another 6 days, l'chayah, that's a shtaker ayah, that you need kavanah. If there's no din kavanah, what's the vart that the eighth day can't be called the seventh day? Now, in the Tshuvas Beis Shlomai, Sinar Chaim Simon Lamed Vav, he brings that someone asked, and I saw the Einig Yantiv Sim Pei Gimel Asis Kasha, and the Chazon Ish mentions this Ara, that it says in Shulchan Aruch that a Chereshes or a Shaita, she could do the Zayin Nekiyim. Let's say someone's married to a Chereshes and a Shaita. How does she do the Zayin Nekiyim? And she gets a Pekachas, she gets a lady to do the Bedikas for her. The lady will be Bedik her. And he eats it with that. So he said, L'chari, you see Mefurish, they don't need Kavanah. This Chereshes and Shaita has no Kavanah. And a lady doing a Bedik is good enough. You see L'chari from the Eklar, that a Bedika, without any Kavanah of Zayin Nekiyim, works. Not like the Mil Tzedaka. But there, the Tshuvas Beis Shlomai says it's not a Raya. Because you could say, you don't need the Isha herself to count the Zayin Nekiyim. The Kavanah of her Chava, she's counting the Zayin Nekiyim for her. You don't need the Isha self to count the Zayin Nekiyim. Her Chava could count the Zayin Nekiyim for her. Just like there's a din, let's say Tefillah needs Kavanah, so if someone goes and is matfil her friend, even though her friend doesn't have Kavanah, but the matfil has Kavanah. That's also called a Tefillah with Kavanah. So that's also called a sphere Zayin Nekiyim. There is a din, there is a Torah sphere to the Zayin Nekiyim, Idei the Chava's Kavanah. And the Chazish was a little bothered, because L'chayit should come out, the Mil Tzedak is saying that if in the middle of Zayin Nekiyim she decides she's not counting the Zayin Nekiyim anymore, so she loses the Zayin Nekiyim, so you're going to have to say that this Pekachas that's doing the Bedika has to have in mind the entire time that she's doing Zayin Nekiyim for this lady. He says it doesn't say that klar. But L'chayit's not Mokrich. The Beis Shlomai is Enechinami. The Beis Shlomai says in L'chayit's Pashit, it's only when you know for sure you're not counting Zayin Nekiyim. He's talking about a case. Let's say Isha finds a kesem in the middle of Zayin Nekiyim. And she said, oh, she has a kesem. She's not going to be able to ask the Rav, so she'll start again. Then later she saw she could ask the Rav. And she asked the Rav, and the Rav said it's good. Is that a problem that she's Mesiach Das? He says, it depends. If she decided that she's not going to ask the Rav, she's not going to be able to. She didn't think she's able to. And she decided she's starting again. Zenechinami will be a problem. If she wasn't sure, she doesn't know yet. If she has a chance to ask her up, she'll ask her up. If not, she'll start again. So that's cool that she's counting the Zayin Nekiyim, Akavana Misafik. The Mil Tzedakah says another svar why it doesn't work, because if she's not, doesn't know she's counting Zayin Nekiyim, L'chayisha she had a Riyah and she doesn't know about it. That L'chayisha is Mufrach from Chereshis and Sheita. That's what Achreinim point out. You see from Chereshis and Sheita, that you're not Chayishish at, even though Chereshis and Sheita have no idea. Still, the Zayin Nekiyim works if someone else does a Vedikas. But the Ikas Svara that the Mil Tzedakah is saying, is Stam, the Hilchus Sphira needs Kavanah, that's not a Raya from Chereshes and Sheita not the way, because could be the Kavanah of the Pichas is good enough. That's what it says in the Beis Shlomai. That is a Kasha, which the Mil Tzedakah himself asks, and the Sijit Tyre is also bothered with, that the Gemara asks a Kasha and Rav from Toya. Do you have a case where Isha has no idea where she's up to in her cheshbon? She has no idea if she's a yoledes, if she's a nida, if she's a zava, she has absolutely no idea. So it says the first week, you matfil her every night, because maybe that's the end of her nidus. You know, if you hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah, so you have to matfil her whenever she's possible that now she's becoming tar. So the first week she comes as a taya, you matfil her every night, because maybe she's finishing nidus. And after 7 days, then you matfil her by day also, because maybe she just finishes Zayin Nekiyim. So the Shaila is, if you're going to say like Rav, that you don't need Svurim Lefaneinu, the Gemara says, so why aren't you matful her by day because of Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah? So Frankly, Mil Tzedakah already on himself, and Achreinim asks, if you're going to say there's a din that doesn't count as Zayin Nekiyim unless you know she's counting Zayin Nekiyim, so it's very good even according to Rav. Any Chanami, you don't need a Bedika, you only need one Bedika. So Chaya, every day you could do a Bedika, and now would be the Bedika of the seventh day. But you didn't know you were counting Zayin Nekiyim till now. You're a Taya. You didn't know. Now you're first starting to figure everything out. So L'chaya, the Kavanah of this counting Zayin Nekiyim started on the day she came. So till 7 days later, she doesn't have Zayin Nekiyim, even according to Rav. So L'chaya, you see from the Gemara's Kasha, that according to Rav, Al Kapanim, You don't need kavana at all. So the Miltzdaka matters very much with the kasha. He wants to learn that in a half a minute the Gemara held, you don't need kavana, but somehow in the maskana, it's clear in the Gemara, you do need kavana. It's very unclear. He goes, he has a few different cheshbonos, why the half a minute held, you don't need kavana, but why in the maskana you have to say you do need kavana. The chayyid was unclear. It's a shtigl dachak. He matters with the kasha zayim. The Sidya Tara also brings the kasha. But he wants to say that that's good for the machlekes Rav and Rav Chanina. Rav holds that you don't need chilas and v'seifan. He also holds you don't need kavana. So Mel, that was the Gemara's kasha. They should already start counting already from day one that it could be considered the end of the Zayin Akim. It should already be machtel of Yamama. Mashenken, according to Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina holds you need chilas v'seifan. So he holds you need a sphere. So Mel, he holds you need kavana. So since we're machmel like Rav Chanina, so also machmel ini kavana. That's tiny decision tire. But first of all, the Inayantiv in Sim Pegimel, he says you don't see that from the Gemara B'chol, that's totally the Machlaik is Rav and Rav Chanina. If the Gemara Nemdan for a Pashas, the Gemara says Kashan Rav, then why shouldn't you be able to be Tavil be a Mama? The Gemara doesn't answer that you need kavana. Vaishas, the Gemara Nemdan according to Rav, you don't need kavana. So who says according to Rav Chanina, you need kavana? Mestar Machina also says you don't need kavana. And the reason why it's not Shredim Chanina, is because you need two bedikas, one in the beginning of seven, one at the end of seven, and we know you don't have two bedikas yet until the end of the seventh week. Until the end of the first week, I mean, until the end of 7 days, you don't have the two bedikas. But according to Rav, all you need is one bedika, and you need seifan is good enough, so you have seifan. But why should you say it's a machlekes Rav and Rav Chanina? If the Gemara Nemzan for a pashtis that Rav holds, you don't need kavana, so me'echetei sekund Rav Chanina need kavana. That's the ending yantav's taina. And I tell you also, l'chari, the Iker Raya the Miltzdaka has is from the Rishayim, from the Rosh and the Rashba, that they both say that if you're not Baidik until, and the Teruso, that if you're not Baidik until Yom Shmini, according to Rav, even though they paskin like Rav, and one Badik is good enough, that's only if you Baidik Yom Shvi. If you wait till Yom Shmini, then you can't say that the Yom Shmini is the seventh day of the previous 6 days before it. You have to start over again. And like we explained, if you don't need kavana, what's the pshat in that? Why wouldn't the medika b'yom shmini be called the end of Shiva Nikim? Who said the Shiva Nikim started on day one? Why don't you just say that the Shiva Nikim starts on day two? If you need kavana, so your kavana to start them on day one makes it that that's the smira. And you can't start it on day two because the kavana was for day one. And for day two, you didn't have kavana for that like we explained before. But if you don't need kavana b'chlal, l'chayr sadnish kevedis. But the ikar raya is then from the Rosh and the Rashba that say that if you wait till day eight, then ein l'chel yom shmini b'vana mashlemis olav, that you only have day eight and you have to start again, and they talk a passing like Rav. So l'chayr, the raya that Miltzdaka is bringing is that Rav holds you need kavana. So that's a shtigl shver. Two aris on the Sidya Tire that wants to be told the Machlaik is Rav Chanina. First of all, what's the svar? Mechatesa. If the Gemara Nemzan according to Rav, you don't need kavana. So mechatesa according to Chanina, you need kavana. And second of all, the raya that Miltzdaka had that you need kavana was a raya from the Rishonim that are saying it in Rav. Once you say in Rav, you don't need kavana, so you don't really have a raya, you need kavana altogether. But like I said, the Miltzdaka is miyash of the raya. He says it was only the words half a minute, it's takish to go shver and dochuk, but that's state. And I don't understand how you could be matcha his raya if there's a svar that you don't need kavana. I don't see how it could be that if you wait for the eighth day, that should become the first day. Why shouldn't it be the seventh day? My nefkimina, that the eighth day could be the last day and the seventh day being the last day. Chayr, it does sound to me like a shtak, right? The Miltzdaka brings it. Kama achreinim, go with the Miltzdaka. This is your tire lemaises machma like it, the Beis Shleima, like we said, the Chachmas Adam, Achsam Sefer. So even though, like we said, the Inayantif and the Chazanish, and others are mechakvik, but halacha lemaisa, the scum of the achreinim seem to be like the Miltzdaka.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.